So, you know, Wisconsin has produced a lot of great progressive politicians over the years, but sometime around the recall, people started asking, where is the Democratic bench? Why is it that there's this search on for a candidate all of a sudden? So I'm happy to say that here to answer that question, we have a number of young, up-and-coming Democratic politicians who are real progressives. And the first one I'm going to introduce is Representative Mandela Barnes. He represents Milwaukee, part of Glendale. He was sworn in on January 7th, 2013. And he is the chairman of the legislature's Black and Latino Caucus and a fighter for justice. He's going to talk to us about a variety of issues, including voter ID, which is a big news story today. So please welcome Representative Mandela Barnes.
Good evening, Fighting Bob Fest. This is my first time joining you all, and I couldn't be more honored to be here in your presence this evening. I made sure I drove all the way to Milwaukee. It rained, but I said nothing's going to stop me from being here tonight because this is a very important event. And we talk about the Wisconsin Uprising. That's exactly where I got my start, exactly where I found my place in Wisconsin politics. I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised. Two union parents. My mother is a public school teacher, my father. And my father is a proud member of the UAW. Needless to say, I didn't really have a choice. But attending Milwaukee Public Schools, I couldn't be more proud of the institution that it was and the institution that it can be. Our public schools often get a bad rap, but our schools are only as bad as the little work that we choose to put into them. The more work we put into our schools, the more parents we get involved, the more teachers we get involved, the more community we get involved, the better our schools become, right? So I left for college. I came back in 2008 and did a little bit of work here and there, and something happened in 2010. 4 years ago, something bad happened. 4 years ago, people decided it wasn't important to vote. 4 years ago, people decided, you know, I don't need to come out the house. This election will play itself out, and we'll be okay. 4 years ago, people were proven wrong. And in 2011, when we saw what had become Act 10, we saw a uniting of people. I saw it as the disaster that it was, the stripping of collective bargaining, taking away rights from just workers, like you and I. But I also saw how people came together. The forces were united. I have never seen Wisconsin more united than we had been at that point, and even to this day. And that's why I'm so proud to be here, because when you look at what they want to do, the things that are happening, like today's decision with the voter ID case. As a community organizer, voter ID was one of the biggest issues that I had the chance to work on, and we had it beat for a while. But there's some tricky things happening. 50 days before an election where there's only 2 points separating the two candidates, you can kind of see why something like that would happen at a time like this. But what voter ID did, when we did have to show IDs in spring 2012, is it galvanized people. When we saw our rights taken away, as we did with Act 10, we said, you know what? They don't want me to vote, so damn it, I'm going to vote. The more they don't want us to vote should be the more reason we get our family members, get our neighbors, even somebody who may be in our own household that may not think it's important. You vote every election like it's your last election, because it just may be your last election. As we know, a great Bible follower absolutely, absolutely fought and championed for more citizen participation in government. And that is what we have to do. That is ours. If you have no other charge when you leave here tonight or when you leave tomorrow, your charge is to get three people to vote who wouldn't have otherwise voted. As much citizen participation in democracy in the state of Wisconsin, as much participation in politics, that's how we win. That's how progressive politics prevails, when everybody participates. This government belongs to us. Bob La Follette saw it. I see it. You see it. And we can't count on our politicians to be the next Bob La Follette. You have to be the next Bob La Follette. Thank you.